Warte, Mishnah Zayin. Vered Chodosh Shek Shekivoshoi B'Shem Yashan.
Vered?
No, Zayin. We did Vav already.
Okay, so I saw Vered. I didn't know.
Vered is a rose. A rose.
Say it again. Perek.
Perek Zayin. Mishnah Zayin. Zayin Zayin. Two weapons. Vered Chodosh a rose Shekivoshoi B'Shem Yashan that has been pickled in Shem Yashan in old oil.
Please do not use during Seder.
We have over here a vered chadash, a new rose that's been pickled in an old oil. You lock it as vered. You should gather the vered.
A pickled rose.
A rose of shvius. Shekavasha b'shemen shel shishis that has been pickled. That has been pickled in oil of the sixth year. So it's the very the rose of the seventh year. Yeah. And so we say, when we say old and new, we're talking about the years of Shvius. So the very of Shvius has been pickled in the Shem and Shal Shishis.
Right.
Havered, so you shall remove the Vered. Koidem Shiagia Zman Habi'ur. So therefore you have to remove the Vered from the pickle, from the oil before the Zman Bir. V'yakol Mutter. Right? So you're allowed to enjoy a rose of Shvius.
Near the pickle jar, looking at it.
What? Here it is. Here's the picture. The very shel Shvius. So shel Chodosh. You have the Shem and shel Hashanah Hashishis, the sixth year. And the very.
Put it like that. But they did it for to look
preservation. I don't know. I don't know why they did it. But very shel Shvius. So no problem. You have to remove. So you only time you're allowed to derive benefit from the very is until the Zman Biur. Once the Zman Bi'ur has arrived, then you have to remove it. Yilakeid es haveret. Okay, picture 189. Yilakeid es haveret. Yoitzi, what does it mean, yilakeid? Yilakeid means to be yoitzi. Yoitzi es haveret min ha-shemen, koidem zman ha-bi'ur shel haveret. You have to remove the veret from the oil before the zman of bi'ur. Yeah? Yoitzi es haveret min ha-shemen, koidem zman ha-bi'ur shel haveret. Veret shel shvius. Okay, ha-shemen shel ha-shon ha-shishes shekibul tam should be veret shel. Now here's going to be the issue. The issue is, what status does the oil have? Hear the shayla? Because
yeah.
The oil now has absorbed.
Oh, it's absorbed the shvius.
The shvius. So what status? So very chodesh kavosh b'shemen shel shvius. Yilakeid es haveret. The yoshon v'chodesh. And Yashon b'chodesh chayv bina. What does that mean? Let's say very shal shkav shay. Yashon very shal shviyish. Shkav shemishem shal shishus. Yilakeid es haveret. Koidem shiagi ezman habiyush v'akol motu. V'akol motu. It says everything is motu. Even the oil is motu. Even the oil. Look at the caption.
Yeah.
Caption says akol everything is motu. Hashemen ein enesar mishum tam haveret shaboy. Shemen does not become motu because of the veret. Hoil since the kibulas atam haveret koidem shenischayv haveret bebiur. Since it was mekabel the tam haveret before the zman be arrived. So he's saying that since the oil has absorbed the flavor of the veret before the zman of biur, the oil remains mutar, remains permitted.
Good.
Okay, so there everything is mutar. Avol veret, then he goes the yashan b'chadosh chay bebiur. Let's say it's yashan, an old veret. In Chodosh, Chayim, you know what is that? Miyash Mechodosh? Avol Vered Shal Shvius. Shekavosha B'Shemen Shal Shvinis. Okay, so look at that. You're talking about Yashan B'Chodosh. What's Yashan? Yashan means if it's old, meaning we're now in the eighth year. It's a very complicated case. We're in the eighth year, we're calling the Shvius, we're calling it Yashan. Why are we calling the Shvius Yashan? Because the Shvius, it's the eighth year, and the Vered is from last year, it's old. Avol veret shel shviis, shekavasha b'shemen shel shminis in the eighth year. V'kvar higi esman abiyur shel haveret, chayiv levar and already has already passed. V'kvar higi esman abiyur shel shvar chayiv levar es hakol. The Tanya will say for the shviis aseres min b'shein amina b'nei sein tam. Ah, so now we're saying over here everything is aser. When it says v'yashem chodesh means if I've taken a veret and the veret already is past the zman bi'ur, you're not allowed to have in your possession the veret, and I soak it in oil. Now the oil has absorbed. The oil now has absorbed the flavor of the veret in a prohibited zman.
Well.
So therefore, the oil becomes osir as well. V'yoshen b'chadash, if it's yoshen, if it's shvius b'chadash, in the 8th year, chai b'biyur. Okay, let's take a look at the picture. Verit shel shvius. The verit shel shvius, shekvar nischai b'biyur. So when it's very chai b'biyur, shemen shel hashana hashminis, the shemen of the shana hashminis of the 8th year, kibul tam min haverit la'achas shekvar nischai b'haver b'biyur. So now, nishtoh haverit la'achas man b'biyur. Therefore, the verit has been soaked in this oil past this man of b'biyur. The nosan tam b'shemen, and now has given flavor into the oil. Chayv levar es hashemen. The shemen is also. Hoil the kibul tam v'yerut shekvar nischai b'yer. It already has absorbed the flavor from the verit after the time of beer has arrived. Okay? Okay, that's so. The yashem v'yerut shekvar nischai b'yer. Next. Choruvim chadoshim shekvasham b'yayin yashan. Same idea. We have kar. Kar, that's chodosh. That's new. That has been soaked in yayin yashan. Nishanim bechadash, an old and new, chayavim bebiyur. Now, what does that mean over here? Charuvim chadashim. We have new karav.
What's his name? My
old buddy.
Keep his tissue.
You don't need tissues.
Fat Ezzy, I know. Fat
Ezzy? I don't know. Can't see. He's being blocked. Charuvim chadashim shekvashan b'yayin yashan. We have over here charuvim chadashim. We have over here carob, right? We have new carob. The charuvim chadashim. Ein chodesh tachas hashamash. We have new charuvim chadashim. Hachamari b'bal lishtois hayayin achar zman habiyum. Now we're dealing with when you're coming to drink the yayin. Hachamari b'bal lishtois hayayin. You want to drink the wine achar zman habiyur. After the time of beer, the b'chol inyin chayv levayer. V'im loy nishtoha charuvim. So what about yavu yicharuv chadashim shachvash b'yayim? Over here, yayin shal shishis. Oy shal shminis. Charuvim shal shvias. Nishtoha charuvim v'achar zman habiyur. V'nos nubacham b'yayim b'yayin tam. Chayv levayer yayin. Hoyol v'kibul tam tam li'achar shakvar nischayv charuvim b'beer. Okay, same idea. We have charuvim chadashim d'tivis chadashim b'shmin v'shakvash b'yayin yashan v'yishan v'chadash chayim b'beer. So both cases. Charuvim chadashim chacham mairi debal lishtois hayayin achar zman habiur achar zman biur debechol in yichayim levar v'im loy nishtohu hacharuvim. But if the charuv did not delay the yayin ad zman habiur, yilakin hacharuvim v'yayin mutar kumar b'deret v'yochatani b'hayi b'tasef. It's the same exact thing, it seems to be saying. Charuvim chadashim. Now what does it mean chadashim? Chadashim means what? Charuvim chadashim shekvashim v'yayin. These are chodosh. What's chodosh? Chodosh means it's the 8th year that's been soaking in. Same exact idea. Charuvim chadashim shekvashim v'yayin yashan. The wine is from the wine is charuvim chadashim shekvashim v'yayin yashan. The wine is old wine. What do you mean the wine is old wine? It means it's from the 7th year or the 6th year. It doesn't make a difference. Let's say it's even from the 6th year. Yashan is from the 6th year. But the problem is the charuvim are from Shvius. And the Zman Bir has arrived. And you're allowing it to soak in the Yayin. Yayin shall shishis or shall shminis. Wine of the 6th year or the 8th year. Because if it's the 7th year, then the wine is also by anyway. And we have charuvim shall Shvius. And the Zman Bir has passed. Nishtahu ha-charuvim liyachas zman abir. The charuvim have delayed in the wine after the zman abir v'nas debo b'yayin tam, and have imparted flavor in the wine. Chayiv levaher hayayin. He must dispose of the wine. It holds the kibul tam le'achar, because the wine has absorbed flavor. Shekvar nischayiv ha-charuvim be the same exact thing as this situation. We have wine, and the wine is kosher wine, and the charuvim is also because the zman bir has passed, so it's also charuvim chadashim shekvashim b'yayin yashan yishan b'chadash. Or we have yishanim. What do you mean yishanim? What do you mean yishanim? What's this
old
case?
Old charuvim. The first one was new one. The second one is old charuvim.
The yishanim.
This one is charuvim chadash. Now you have the yishanim b'chadash. Now you have old ones in
new.
Right.
Old ones, the chaya mebiyah. Okay, if you have old ones in the chadash, it's the 8th year. That means oishal shminis. That's going to be the two cases. Shminis. It's vishanim. You have old ones, meaning meaning that it's not the same year. The carob is from year 7, which is Asur, and the wine is Chodosh, is 9. Chayav Mabir. And if you leave it in the thing, passes man beer, then it becomes Asur. What? That's the first case. Chadovim Chodoshim Shikoshim Bi'an Yashan. Chodoshim means in year 7, in year 6. Or you have Yishanim.
Where's 6? Yashan. Who's Yashan?
The wine is Yashan.
How? What year is that?
6. Okay. Right. So right now it's 7. Right now it's 7. So therefore we say Yashan, we mean 6.
Okay. So you had Charufan of the 7, which is the 7th year.
Is mixing in old wine,
okay.
And now there's man beer has passed. Or it's year 8. Or Yishanim, you have Charum Yishanim, you have Charum Yishanim, which are from year 7. We're calling year 7.
Right.
B'chodesh, a new wine, that is year 8.
Okay.
Year 8. And now Chayam beer. So there's an obligation to dispose of the Charuvim because it's passed as man beer. So both of these situations, it's imparting forbidden flavor into the wine. Whether it's year 7 imparting into
forbidden fruit, as they say.
Forbidden fruit. So the law is chayavim bibiur, period. Zehaklal. This is the principle. The principle is kol shubnei seintam chayav levar min b'she'en aminoi. If you have a taruvis, if you have a mixture, of min b'she'en aminoi, and one is giving over flavor, kol shubnei seintam chayav levar min b'she'en aminoi, chayav levar min b'she'en aminoi, min b'minoi, kolshehu, even the smallest amount. Let's see, zehaklal b'chol isurim shebetor mari. We're not just discussing kilat, not just discussing shvius. This is a principle that applies across the board. L'chol hatayra kula. Okay.
Good.
Zehaklal b'chol isurim shebetor mari. Dibukulan min dibukulan with regard to all of them. Min b'minoi b'mashehu. With regard to all of them, min b'minoi, b'mashu, u'min b'she'en b'minoi b'noi seintan, v'ein Allah, v'ein halacha, and it's not a halacha. So if it's min b'minoi, it's a mashu. Min b'she'en b'minoi is b'noi seintan. We pass in afilu when it's min b'minoi, it's also going to be bottle b'shishim. Well, we also pass in b'noi seintan. That's v'ein halacha. Okay, b'chol ha'Torah. The imloy nishtoachadu. That's really the next one. Kol shu b'noi seintam chayav levar. Here it is. Yerek hayeser. Yerek heter. We have vegetable soup. Yerek heter. Basar iser. A piece of basar, a piece of vegetable that is mutter, meat that is aser. Kegoin basar iser shen special the yarok. Forbidden meat that gets cooked with vegetables. Heter. The nosan b'yerek tam, and the meat has imparted flavor into the vegetables. Neser hakol, everything becomes forbidden. The imloy nosan tam does not give flavor. Hare yerek nishar mutar. If it does not give flavor, hare hayerek nishar mutar. If the meat does not impart flavor, then the vegetables remain permitted. Good. So zeh klal. This is the rule. Kol shu b'noi seintam chayav levar min ha'olam. Chayav levar b'she'en aminoi. Min b'minoi, the shear is going to be kol shehu. Shvius oiseres kol shu b'mina. Shvius oiseres kol shu b'mina. V'shaloi b'mina b'noi seintam. So saying, repeating the same exact thing. Shvius oiseres b'chol shehu b'mina. Liachar habiur, avokodim habiur inu ham kedusha shuvis shehi also lahav sida. It's forbidden to destroy it. V'lasas b'hem schoira ad shehi b'noi seintan. But before this man biur, there's no kedusha shuvis shehi also lahav sida v'lasas b'hem schoira ad shehi b'noi seintan. Until it's going to be noi seintan. Bein b'mina, bein shloi b'mina. B'shaloi b'mina, bein b'mina, bein shaloi b'mina. Before this man, there's no prohibition whatsoever. B'shaloi b'mina. But let's say it's min b'she'en aminoi. Afilu l'achar b'yor, b'noi seintan. But let's say it's min b'she'en aminoi. It is b'shaloi b'mina. Afilu li'achar ha'bi'or, even after the Zman of Bi'ur, when it's Shaloi B'mina, then it's B'nai Sein Tam. Let's see the pictures, the sum of the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah over here, we have the Yayin Shal Shvius, Loi Nesra Hayayin. We have here the Imloi Nishto HaKadum B'yayin Ad Zman HaBi'ur Yilakit. Okay, if the Charuvim would not Nishto B'yayin Ad Zman HaBi'ur Yilakit, Loikate Hacharuvim in Hayayin, Koydim Zman Habi. You take out the carrot from the wine before the Zman Bir Yayin Shalshishis, Fachadum Shalshis, so just take it away, Lenes Hayayin. The wine does not become Moser, Alpha Pish, Kibul Tam, Mecharuvim, Shalshis is okay. Hoil the Kibul Tama, Harub, Koydim Shinis Habi. That was the previous example we're dealing with the Veret. As long as you have disposed of the Charuvim before the Zman of Bi'ur, it is okay. Right? This we did. We have Bosser Heter, and we have Bosser Isser. Two different pieces of Bosser. One is Mutter, one is Osser. And they impart Tam, Nesar Bosser Heter B'chol Nikra. The Kosher becomes us no matter what. V'afilu B'shein V'bosser Ha'isser Kamos Mas Spekes. Even if the Bosser Isser does not have enough to impart Tam, K'dei Litin Tam B'bosser Heter. Even if the forbidden meat does not have enough power to impart flavor, it does not matter. Min b'she'enai minoi, min b'minoi is oiser b'ma shehu. You're not allowed to eat the meat, even though there is not enough of that meat to impart flavor. In the other part, there's 60 times more. There is 60 times more of the other. It does not matter. There's more than 60 times of heter over iser. It does not matter when you're dealing with min b'minoi is oiser b'ma shehu. Good?
Good.
But what about this case? Shviyas or Seres Kol Shu B'mina? Same exact principle. Yerek, She'ena Shal Shviyas. We have vegetables that's not Shviyas. So who Mutter B'Achila? We have Yerek, a vegetable, Shviyas, Shnes, Shneschai B'Biyar, B'Nesa B'Achila. And they are cooked together. So therefore this is Min B'Minai. Min B'Minai Oysa B'Mashahu. Nesa Yerek Shalachete B'Chom Amichu. V'Afilu K'Shein B'Yerek HaShviyas K'Moyos Kamos Maspekes. An amount that is sufficient. K'Delite Tam B'Yarek. It does not matter. But let's say we have Kedem before the Zman of B, or before the Zman of B, you do whatever you want. Because before the Zman of B, there's no Kedusha. Yerek, Shashal Shviyas, Ben Chayav Lachla, B'Kedush Shviyas, then we have Yerek Shviyas, Kedem B, or before the Zman of B, Chayav Lachla, B'Kedush Shviyas. The Chalal of Isser, Schar V'Hefzit, Im Ein B'Yarek, Shal Shviyas, Kedem Litin Tam B'Yarek HaChulin. If there is not in the Yorok of Shviyas, you can eat kiragel, v'loy ne'eges v'kedusha shviyas. One more time. Im ein b'yarek shal shviyas, k'dei litein tam b'yarek achulin. It's not enough to impart flavor. Yachol lo'achloyes, im ein b'yarek shal shviyas, k'dei litein tam b'yarek achulin. Yachol lo'achloyes, a'yarek achulin kiragel, v'loy ne'eges v'kedusha shviyas. V'im yesh b'yarek ha'shviyas, k'dei litein tam b'shar ha'yarek, chayev l'neg b'shar ha'yarek, k'dusha shviyas. Okay, so if there's not enough to give flavor, then you can eat the other vegetables. After Shviyas begins, the Zman Bi'ur begins. But if there's enough to be nice same time, then you have to treat the other vegetables like the status of Shviyas. So if you have a Taruvis, then these will also be Chayvin Bi'ur. That's what it says. Yesh b'yarek ha-shviyas k'dei litein tam b'shar yarek chayv l'nayg b'shar ha-yarek kiddush ha-shviyas. Alright, let's see what it says over here. Chaz the Mishnah one more time. Chaz the Mishnah is a hard Mishnah. Veret Chodosh, a rose. Roses are red. You gave a rose to your kala?
Right.
Did you give rose to your kala?
Yes.
Yeah? Veret Chodosh, Shekavashay B'Shem Yashan, a rose that is new, that has been soaked in oil that is Yashan. So what is the problem? Oh, Chodosh over here means that it's Shviyas. And the Shemen is Shishas. Yilakit es haveret, take away the ver before the Zman Bi arrives. Because the Zman Bi arrives and you're in trouble.
Right.
Yashan b'chodosh. Let's say it's Yashan, it's old. Old meaning old. It is from the seventh year. The veret is Shviyas. The Chodosh is the wine is the eighth year wine. Chai b'bir. And if you don't take it out of the Zman Bi, then the wine becomes forbidden. Charuvim, the same exact principle. Chadoshim, Shekvoshim, B'yayin, Yashon, over Yashonim, B'chadosh, same exact principle. We have carob from the year 7 soaking in wine of 6, or a carob of 7 soaking in wine of 7. So the principle is always the same. That you gotta get out, There is chayam b'bir. And if you don't take it out, pizman b'bir, then the wine becomes forbidden because it has absorbed flavor during the zman of Isser. Zeaklau. Kol shu b'noisein tam, chayav levar min b'she'en aminoi. If it's going to impart flavor, you must remove it, because it's going to impart the flavor after the zman of beer. Or min b'minoi. But if it's min b'minoi, then kol shu, even if it's not powerful enough to impart time, it doesn't matter, it comes out to be mashu. Shvius, oiseris kol shu, b'mina, same principle. Shvius, oiseris kol shu hu b'mina, in its own kind. Once the zman beer has arrived, it's also mashu. So it's the same exact thing. I don't know why it's repeating it. It's saying exactly the same thing. All right, so we finished 7 perakim, 8, 9, 10, 3 perakim. Do you think we can finish before Rosh Hashanah?
I'm hoping.
We have to overtime, maybe.
Just make sure that we get here on time. Maybe we'll learn.